What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. All right. Welcome back to the show, my friend. This is episode number 462, and this is a quick tip episode here on the podcast. Before we get into today's quick tip, I do have a quick announcement for you. Coming up starting this Monday, January 25th, if you're a course creator, you are an online coach, or maybe you've got a membership, and you're looking for a simple, repeatable, low-stress launching option. So how you launch, you do launches in your business that is super effective. This is by far the most effective way I've ever launched in my business over 7 years. Then I want to invite you to my new live mini-series training that I'm going to be doing beginning on Monday, January 25th, where I'm going to be teaching you my optimized launch method. This is legit the easiest launch that you will ever do in your business. And by the end of the free live mini-series training, you're going to have a complete plan for using it in your business. You're going to be able to walk away step by step. You're going to learn all week. You're going to be able to walk away with the entire launch plan for how to do it in your business. And what I love about the optimized launch method is it's not extra effort. You can do this right now. I'm going to walk you through the entire process for how to do this in your business. It is not too late to sign up for this free mini series training. So to register, go to rickmulready.com/live training. rickmulready.com/live training. And by the way, when you do register, I'm going to share with you how you're going to be able to get access to an exclusive private podcast of the launch itself, which is something that we're doing for the first time. Never done it before. Super excited to offer it as part of this live mini series training. So register again, rickmulready.com/live training. All right, let's dive into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. So for those of you who don't know, I left my corporate job. So I was in corporate online advertising, corporate online marketing for almost 13 years. I'd worked for Yahoo and AOL back on the East Coast and Funny or Die, which is Will Ferrell's online platform, and a company called Vibrant Media, et cetera, et cetera. And I left the corporate world on September 30th, 2012. Not that I remember that day. that was a Friday. But anyway, I left to become an online entrepreneur. I'm saying that like that with air quotes as I'm saying it, because I really had no idea what that meant. At the time, I wanted to teach Facebook ads. I wanted to manage Facebook ads for other businesses. And so I became an expert in ads really, really quickly because I started teaching myself in 2010. And I tell you this story because I fumbled around for 15 months. I had no idea what I was doing. I was burning through my savings. And it wasn't until January of 2014 that things started to get traction. I started to get some momentum. I got a coach and I got some direction in what the heck I was doing. And I did my very first webinar in February. I think it was like February 8th, I believe it was, in 2014. And so at this point, it's almost 7 years ago. So I've been in business now for 7 years. And we went on to do, I think it was pretty much me and like one part-time VA. I did 110,000 that first year. I did a bunch of webinars that year. And in the first 4 years, so in 2017, I was able to hit seven figures in the business. And I did that using Facebook ads and webinars and a lot of both of that. And I don't say that to brag in any way. I'm just sharing with you, I built this business on webinars. I use webinars because that's what I was taught. And that's what I learned from day one in my business. And I say day one, meaning I kind of look at, you know, January of 2014 as day one, even though I was trying to do things for a year and a half prior to that. But anyway, I got really good at webinars and I loved doing webinars. And frankly, I still do. I love to do a webinar. But back in 2017, I was about to launch a brand new program. And at the time, it was called FB Ad Manager. So it was a program for ad managers because, let's face it, there are a whole lot of crappy ad managers out there. I hear stories every single day. And it just, you know, if you're a good ad manager, good for you because the world needs more of you. And so anyway, so I was launching this new program and I wanted to test a new type of launch. I wanted to do something new, right? And again, I wanted to do something different than a webinar because I'd been doing webinars at that time for 3 years. And I was just kind of tired of doing them. I loved doing them. I just wanted to try something new. And I wanted to try something that kind of stood out. And I had done a video series, you know, like the scripted video series. But my video series was not only terrible, but it was one of the worst things that I've ever done in my business. Now, I say worst things. What I mean by that, it was the worst process of putting it together. I wrote the entire script of 4 videos. I thought that was going to be something I could bang out in like a week, doing a couple hours a day. Oh, no. First of all, I am not a good writer. I do not enjoy it. I don't think I'm a very good writer, especially not a script writer for creating a video series. And so I did this video series and it was just me in front of a camera. I did have a video guy help me, but just overall, I hated the process and vowed I would never do another recorded video series. However, it was super effective. Like I had a great launch when I did that video series launch. And I talked to, you know, my former coach and other people, and I decided to do kind of combine the two things. And hardly anybody was doing this at the time. This was in the first quarter of 2017. And so what I decided to do was combine a video series style launch and a live webinar. And again, because the video series was effective, yet I hated the process and I loved webinars and I was really good at it and they were really effective. So let's try to like combine them. So if the two launches had a baby, and I came up with what I now call the optimized launch method. And so I basically combined the two launch strategies. And so essentially what I did was I did the traditional video series style launch where I would put out a training on like a Thursday, training number one, and then training number two was on the following Tuesday and then subsequently. But I did that live inside of a Facebook group. Now we hear that now and it's like, well, yeah, a lot of people are doing that. Well, back then there was I knew like one person doing it and nobody else was doing it. And so I was really excited about it because it took the pressure off of, and this is, I remember doing this launch and this is exactly what I remember feeling was like, oh man, like I can just show up in a Facebook group, I get people to register for it, you know, as I normally would for a launch, but I don't have to try to balance, you know, like content that you do in a webinar and then ease into the pitch, but like don't have too much content and don't pitch for too long and blah, 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 all this other stuff where I just showed up and I taught. The first 3 trainings in the optimized launch method for back then were just me showing up training. Like I wasn't pitching. I had people telling me saying, hey, you know, when can I get in your program? I'm like, I have nothing to offer you right now. I am literally just teaching you for the next few days. Like this is what's coming your way. And it allowed me to engage with people. It allowed me to just show up and sit down in front of them on camera. I also, by the way, I just had slides. I was on camera because I was doing it with Zoom back then. So I was on camera on part, you know, like small part of the screen, but I was on slides because back then I hated being on camera. I was so uncomfortable with it. And so I was like, hey, let's do this. And I don't have to be on camera and show you my slides, but I'm live. Okay. Well, what happened was I had the biggest launch that I'd ever done in the first 3.5 years of the business. I had the highest earnings per lead I'd ever gotten. I had $110 earning per lead. Okay. And I'll share more exactly about what the optimized launch method is here in just a minute. But I'm sharing this story with you because so many people are trying to decide what type of launch is best to do, quote unquote, best to do, right? And when it comes to launching, I want you to think about a few things because everybody talks about webinars, right? Everybody talks about you got to do a webinar, or other people say, like, you got to do a video series, or you got to do a challenge launch, or you got to do this, you got to do that, right? They all work. The type of launch that you do depends on your own personal preference, obviously. What are you comfortable with doing? It depends on your values, right? Your personal values and your business values, and also your audience. Like, what do you think your audience is going to most resonate with? So when you start thinking about what type of launch to do, be putting that decision through that filter, those filters right there. And so again, going back to the webinars, I love webinars. Again, don't get me wrong. But if you're thinking about doing a webinar, again, does it align with your preference? Does it align with your values? Does it align with your audience? Does your audience like to go attend a webinar, right? So knowing your audience, and do you know how to keep people engaged during the webinar, right? To lead them to the offer to work with you further, whatever that offer is, okay? Some audiences are not willing to invest time into a training series. So, you know, kind of a quick hit, if you will, piece of content and an offer in a webinar format could be really helpful, right? But then you also think about like evergreen webinars, right? So like sort of on-demand webinars, as I want to call them right now. They give your audience the flexibility to watch when it's convenient for them. Okay. So again, there's a lot of different things to be thinking about if you should do a webinar or not. And again, they could be very, very successful, extremely successful. I'm sure you know plenty of people, myself included, that how successful they are at growing your business really, really quickly. I love them. But as I mentioned earlier, back in 2017, I was looking for something different to launch my program. And I was looking for a way that allowed me to have direct connection and engagement with my audience. And so, especially now, my friends, right? I feel like more than ever since we've been in business, your audience is looking for empathy, is looking for authenticity, transparency. They're looking for genuine connection with the people that they follow online. So they want that from you. They want to see that from you in however you are showing up in your business, in your messaging, in your videos, in your Instagram posts, in your Clubhouse rooms, whatever. I'm on Clubhouse, by the way. If you're on Clubhouse, follow me. I'm about to dive into it. I'm intrigued, to say the least. But anyway, I digress. You know, showing up authentically and genuinely and engaging with people during your launch, right? If you do that, that is going to set you apart from so many other people online. Unfortunately, it's sad to say, but that is the truth, right? And so going back to this style of launch method, when I tried it, I did the video series training inside of a pop-up Facebook group, and I did it using Facebook Live. I didn't use any kind of fancy software, whatever. And then normally I had a card open period where enrollment was open for a few days. And so just normal type of launch stuff, but I just delivered it in a different way. And again, I had some slides, but I flipped back and forth being with slides and being on camera. I would say 80% slides, 20% on camera. Because again, I didn't love being on camera. Again, I had never had more fun during a launch because it wasn't stressful. Whenever I had done webinars, it was like, ooh, am I balancing sales were down because, oh, I taught too much. I gave away too much content. And then it was like, oh, my pitch was too short or too long, or I had a problem with tech or whatever it was, right? And so it just took the pressure off of balancing all the different elements that tend to come from a webinar. And like I mentioned before too, I just straight up taught during the live videos, and I offered my program. I said, hey, this is what I have. Okay. And again, it was the most successful launch that I'd ever done. And so over the past few years since then, I've been revising and optimizing this method, and I've made it super concise and repeatable. And it just flat out works. The people that, I mean, you've heard other people in the podcast here, like Brandy Miles, for example, when I had her on, where I taught her this method, and she had her biggest launch at that time to date using this method, right? Earlier this week, you heard the interview with Amy Wine, and she used the optimized launch method in her business, and she just loves it for all the reasons I'm talking about here today, okay? And I really want to go back to the point of your audience, and I talked about this in my 2021 quote-unquote predictions episode at the end of December here on the show, and I talked about how your audience, one thing that is absolutely for sure this year is now more than ever, your audience is craving connection. They're craving authenticity, genuineness. They're craving empathy from online businesses. And when you embrace those things, those factors, if you will, into your business, and again, as sad as it is to say this, it's going to allow you to stand out. And so that's just another reason why I love doing this style of launch. Okay. It allows you to do all those things, connect, engage, and share empathy and show up authentically and so forth. And it's not extra effort, right? You can literally do this. You can grab your phone if you want and show up and record, do a Facebook Live into a Facebook group or on your Facebook page. You don't even need to use slides if you don't want to. And so when we did this, when I taught this in the fall of 2020, when I taught this, we had an amazing launch. Not revenue-wise, it wasn't our highest because I broke down that launch in a previous episode here very recently here on the show. We didn't have a ton of leads, and long story there, but our earnings per lead was $113. It was the highest that we'd ever gotten. The other one, again, was $110 from the very first time I did this launch. And so I just wanted to create this episode here for you to share with you the types of things that I would encourage you to do, to think about when you're deciding what type of launch to do, because that's a question I get all the time is, how should I launch? Like, what's the best launch, right? And the best launch is the one that what you prefer doing, what your audience prefers to consume or how they like to consume, and also does align with your values, right? If you're trying to put on a different persona, for example, as you show up online, probably not a good style of launch to do the optimized launch method. So think about things through that filter when you're deciding on a launch. Okay. And again, I'm not saying don't do a webinar. If you have not done a webinar ever, you should absolutely try a webinar, try several webinars to get really good at it. And then when you do, or if you're looking for an easier way to launch at first, do the optimized launch method because it is absolutely low stress. You don't need some 47 line in your project management of to-do list in ClickUp or what have you. Like, it's just very, very easy. And what I loved about it again was it takes the pressure off. Okay. And then the other thing, how this can benefit you too, is you have a lot of flexibility. So again, when it gets really fun is if you wanted to combine, for example, doing a webinar with your optimized launch method. And so, for example, you could do a webinar at the very beginning or at the very end of your optimized launch, or you could do it at the beginning and the end. Because again, it goes back to what does your audience, how do they prefer to consume content? Do they want to do a training series with you? Do they want to do a challenge? Do they want to do a webinar? What have you? Well, then you can have a lot of flexibility with this style of launching because you can start to combine things. And so that way, you're serving the people who do want a webinar, and then you're also serving at the very same time the people who do want the training series and the engagement and the live authenticity and interaction and connection with you as you go through. That's why I love it. So that's how I want you to start thinking about what type of launch that you want to do in your business, whether you're just early in your business or you've been launching for a while and you found something that works and you want to try something new, which is exactly what I did 4 years ago. Okay. And so if you'd like to learn the optimized launch method, If you're a course creator, you're an online coach, or maybe you've got a membership and you want to learn this style of launching, I'm going to be teaching you step by step. You're going to walk away from this live mini series training that I'm doing with a complete launch plan. Like, you're going to literally walk away and you're going to have everything you need to do this launch. The last time I did, I had somebody tell me, they said, I learned more in this week than I have in a $2,500 mastermind. And this is totally free. Okay. And so if you want to sign up and learn my optimized launch method, just go to rickmulready.com/live training. When you sign up, also, since you listen to podcasts like this one right here, since you're listening right now, I've decided to test something new and try something new because, again, flexibility in this style of launching. People said the last time I launched, they were like, I want quick hit, kind of a summary of the training so I can consume it really quickly and keep moving. So we've created an exclusive private podcast of this launch so that when you register, you are going to get into our exclusive text community and get access to the exclusive private podcast episodes for each of the training days. And I'm calling it kind of like the Reader's Digest version, the Cliff Notes version of each of the training days. So again, get lots of flexibility in how you launch and what you get to do with each one. Run it through that filter, okay? Run your launch as you're starting to think about what type of launch you should do. What is your preference? What lights you up? What scares the crap out of you? Do that one probably. What aligns with your values? And then what's your audience want? How does your audience consume? And what do you think is going to be best for them so that you can sell your offer? Okay. All right, my friend, thank you as always for tuning into today's episode. I super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast.